So when I was 10 years old, my mom called me during the family prayer and asked me what I wanted to be. I actually wanted to be a footballer at that time because that was what I enjoyed doing most. But I said I wanted to be a doctor, probably because I was scared. And we live in a country where our dreams are already drawn for us. And we just come into the world to live the dreams that our parents have drawn for us for most of the times. I would not actually do what we want to do. We don't feel our talents. We don't do what is our own choice. Yeah. So, I still wanted to be a doctor. After that, my sisters asked me. Or they told me that they thought I would say I wanted to be a footballer. But I said, no, I want to be a doctor. Because at every point in time, I was afraid of doing what I want to be. But most times in the world, you see that you can do anything you want to. You can be anything you want to, as long as you are ready or you are sure of doing it. Like, when you watch through some movies, or when you watch some movies, they are making you feel like you can make everything happen. You can do anything. But the truth is that when we come to reality, we are scared of doing anything because we feel it won't work. We feel we are in a country and the country is hard, but we can actually do anything. Now the question is, how are we disposing our minds to doing these things? Are we afraid? Now the concept of believing in ourselves, you see, is something that I go through a lot most times. I want to be an actor, so I watched a movie, Citation, yeah. So when I watched it, I cried, yeah. I cried because I was scared, like, how was I going to be so, as great as someone like Gabriel for like almost died in the movie? Oh, tell me, although she's female, she's a good actor. I was thinking of how would I reach that height? And I prayed that night, yeah. So when I finished, I said, everything I gave to God was my motto from there. And I was completely scared. I didn't know yet to go about everything. At that point, I wanted to give up, actually. I'm still scared now because I'm not reached any here. So, when I finished the movie, I said everything I give to God. When I didn't go about anything doing my own dreams, I didn't go about anything trying to reach my own dreams, although I haven't reached it yet, I'm still working towards that. I haven't gone about anything to reach my dreams. So, the next movie I now watched was Life in a Year. And, yeah, the guy was, he was supposed to go to Harvard. Then he decided to stop and do rapping. And I was like, wow, you can actually do anything. Or that's what they tell us. And for that moment, I thought that I could actually do anything. The question was, how will I go about it? What would I do about it? Which steps am I going to take about it? So now, I now watched another movie. And they were doing a podcast there. And I was like, oh, let me do a podcast. Maybe we get something. So I said, okay, I'm going to start doing a podcast. Now, as I've started doing the podcast, I'm sure that I'm going to step to my dreams. So I'm taking a route to my dreams. That's what most of us feel to do. You want to be something and you are not making effort towards it. You are not taking any steps. You just expect to wake up one day and become the thing. You just expect to sleep the next day. You expect to become a good musician or not actually good, a famous musician. You are not going to the academy, but you expect to be a good footballer or a professional footballer sometime. And that's very funny. Now, as most of us have been forced into a life where we are living other people's dreams, we are also trying to make other people's dreams. Like at some particular point in time, you'll be like, my first son is going to be a footballer no matter what. Now we are not looking at the point of, we are not looking at what he would want to do, what he would be good at. We are already planning to make him good at whatever we want. And that's a very bad thing. Like, personally, I remember all the tiny moments where we used to play football in the streets and nothing we never wanted to do anything more than playing football. Times where you'd be singing to your friends, and you never wanted to do anything more. Or you'd be doing primary school plays, and you never wanted to do anymore. You just wanted to be an actor, you just wanted to be under the spotlight, you just wanted to hear the applause almost times. Those were actually the dreams. And we've gone to forget them. We're going to leave them and we can choose something else that is very far, something else that won't drive that same passion, something else that we have to force ourselves to get that passion to work for. Now someone said that we don't grow old, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. We don't change our dreams because times have changed or we've grown. Our dreams change because we decide to change them. Yeah, thank you. That's the debut episode of the Austin Effect podcast, Dreams Don't Leave. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm your host, Austin Ude. And please do well to follow me on Instagram. The username is The Real Austin. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Austin Effect. See you next time. Peace.